joining us today. You see who it is. You certainly recognize this guy. He's a legend in his own right. He's back with a brand new release called Game Over. The band is UDO, and of course it is the legend himself, Mr. Udo Dirkschneider. Udo, how are you, sir?
Yeah, hello. I'm fine. Thank you very much. Everything okay?
Everything is great, man. And it's always great when there's brand new UDO music. And once again, you've delivered a great record, man. Game Over is fantastic.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm also really happy with the new record.
Sure. Well, the one thing that stands out to me, Udo, on this one compared to pretty much everything else that you've done with UDO, this is almost more of your rock record than the all guns blazing metal record. So talk a little bit about going a little bit more rock and roll.
Yeah, I think it has also something to do with the new two members, you know, with Dee Demers on guitar and Thielen Hoodrup on bass. They were also very much involved. They are young, really fresh, you know, a different generation. And also my son was more involved this time. I did all the lyrics together with him, and also he was involved also in vocal melodies, you know. And of course, Andre, I'm together with Andre now for 10 years. And of course, he knows what's going on with UDO music-wise. But, you know, I think it was a little bit different also this time. The whole band was working together, you know. Not, it's okay, this is my song, nobody can touch my song, this. No, it was like really, okay, it came some main ideas, but then the working on this song, that was really together like a band, you know. And that was, I think, also why this is really fresh, a really good mix up of songs on this on the new album, you know. There's a lot of little things, you know, that were different than to the last album, Steel Factory. Yeah, so what can I say? I'm really happy. And I hope the people like it.
Absolutely. Now, why did you decide to work more as a band this time? I mean, you've spent so many years where you've kind of been the decider of everything that went on.
Yeah, I mean, let's say the older albums also, I always was composing songs only with Stefan Kaufmann, or maybe of my older bass player, Fitti Wienhold. And already with Steel Factory, there was more a band thing going on, you know.
Okay.
And now with these young guys, I mean, they kick you in the ass. I mean, really, like, you know, it's like really, yes. And they're coming up with really fresh ideas. And for me, it's also like, you know, I never was a guy to say, okay, we have to do it like this, and that's the way it is. No, for me, it's like I'm really open-minded, and especially with all these ideas that came up from of everybody, it was really like something, yes, you know. And also for me, I learned a little bit more, you know, going away a little bit from all this older thinking, you know. And what can I say? I think the result is, I think, quite good.
Sure, absolutely. Now, Udo, I'm always curious with you guys that have done a lot of records, and you've done 40 records at this point. Is the studio part? I know the touring is still fun, but is the studio part still fun? Or when it's time to get into the studio, are you like, oh man, gotta go and spend, you know, a few weeks doing this?
It is always like something that you have to create something new. This is also a part is very interesting, but more fun is to be on tour, definitely, you know. And so both of them, a little bit more fun on touring studio, but it's also okay, you know, you can be a creative, create new songs and see how everything works. Is it still working? And both of them.
Okay, excellent. Now, Udo, moving back to Game Over, the one thing that jumps out is how socially conscious this record is compared to, you know, most of your other work. I mean, you really cover a lot of issues of the day that are going on today. What moved you to focus so much on actual, you know, not political, but world issues today?
Yeah, I mean, it starts a little bit also when we did the VR1 album with the orchestra, you know. We were talking about the right parties and climbers and everybody is the same. It's a black, white, yellow, or whatever, you know. And so also, I mean, there were so many things happened, you know. It's like, for example, Holy Invaders, you know. It's like, see what's happened at the moment in Afghanistan, you know. They dictate to people what kind of religion they have to use, you know. Mm-hmm. And that cannot be happened. This is like also a song against this, like Kids and Guns is, in a way, it's better to talk to each other than to kill each other, you know. And also, yeah, that was the main reason that we saw, I saw on TV, you know, in Africa, they kidnap young boys and make them young soldiers, you know, with guns. You know, this is like something, or there is also a big lobby in America about guns, you know. In Germany, we have the same problem now with young people running around with guns and stuff like that. Is in a way, for us, you know, we are against guns and in general, you know, and it's like what I said, it's better to talk to each other than to kill each other.
Sure. No, you're definitely right. And it's interesting you bring up Kids and Guns. That's one I wanted to talk to you about. You know, it is a problem on the world scale, and yet it is really, you know, you see the same news that I see. Nobody talks about it. Everybody lets it go on and go on and go on. And the only time they talk about it is when there's a significant, like a Black Hawk Down significant situation where you actually see those kids.
And
this has been going on for, what, 40, 50, even more years now, probably longer than we've been here.
Yeah, it is, you know. And, but in the end, you know, I always say I don't want to be a teacher and the finger in bay, you know, like this. But if people are interesting to listen to the lyrics and get into the lyrics, it's okay. If not, okay, it's also okay. You know, you can. Mm-hmm. But you know, for me, it's better to say something what's going on in the world. You know, it's like instead better than to write about lyrics about dragons, middle age witches, or what, I don't know. You know, yeah, that is definitely not my kind of thing to write lyrics about this. But we did this always, all go back really to accept times. You know, we always were talking mm-hmm. about what's going on. I did this also with UDO. I mean, for example, Kids and Guns. You can, in a way, compare this to a song, They Want War, of the Animal House album, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's still, yeah, what you said, it still happened, you know? And, So, and also another song is Prophecy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a documentation on TV. It was like heavy sex, sadomaso things and stuff like that, you know? Really, and then there was people, they're talking about that, yeah, it would be maybe nice to die after having sex. And I said, what? Really? And so that's the story of Prophecy, you know. It's like, it's also shit like this has happened, you know. And then we have another song, for example, Speeder. Speeder is that we are talking about that people there, or maybe now in our times, everything was really fast, you know, everything had to be going really fast and this and this and this. And sometimes, you know, it's better to slow down instead of doing everything too fast. And sometimes it's also better to think before you do something, you know.
Sure. I think it's always better to think before you do things. It's just people don't always practice that.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. Now, Udo, one more about the actual lyrical topics, and it's just something that you've been interested in for a long time now, which, of course, you mentioned just a minute ago, climate change. Why is that issue so important to you? Have you been somewhere where you've seen its effects, or do you just see it on TV and you're worried about it? Or
yeah, but it's you know, when we was writing the lyrics, so there was no fire in that you see on TV, like in the south of Europe, you know, mm-hmm. also in California and also in Siberia in Russia, and in Spain, it was also a lot of fires going on, you know. And then we had a big flood in Germany, you know, in that only in Germany, that was Netherlands, Belgium, Italy, Switzerland. So that means, please don't say there is no climate changing, you know.
Right.
There is definitely something going on. And, this is for me important to say something about this, against this, you know, to do something. And, I mean, also the title of the album now. And normally the title Game Over was when we did the recording sessions. For us, it was a lot of things game over, you know. We have to do everything over Zoom and FaceTime, Skype, WhatsApp. It was not possible to be in one room together, you know.
Sure.
So doing so, and that was also like, I don't know who it was. Somebody came up. There was in the first place German words, and then said, "Yeah, everything is game over, you know. It's like end, you know. It's like," and then he said, "That's a good title for the album, you know." So, but now what I was talking about the climate thing, you know, and the flood what we had. If we are not taking care of a lot of things, then there will be a big game over, you know.
Sure.
And that will be, I don't know.
No, it makes sense. Now you obviously have traveled around the world, you know,
yes,
150 times at this point, you know, and you see, unlike most people that have these kind of interests, you know, as far as climate change and you know, world governments and whatnot, you actually go to these places. You see these places. Do you think that there's an actual fix for these issues? My question is, do you think that as somebody that goes all around the world, that these governments could ever find a way to all work together for the same cause?
That's a big wish, you know, that not everybody is doing only his own stuff. Sometimes, you know, when I see this, when they go together for, I don't know, G20 or whatever, how that's called, mm-hmm, and they're talking about, yeah, we have to do something against climate. And in the end, when they split up, maybe two or three countries say, okay, we want to do and reduce this and this and doing stuff like that. But then in the end, nothing right. happened, you know. So and this is like, I mean, why is not possible to, what you said too, that everybody agree in something and do something, you know. So, politics, yeah.
Yep. Definitely. I understand. Well, let's move back to music, Udo.
Yes.
Let's roughly, well, I guess a little more than a year ago, you did a great show that you released, the Bulgaria show.
Yes.
And that obviously was kind of, I'm assuming, to help your band survive and keep everybody alive with the pandemic and give you guys a chance to be on stage, which is, you know, everybody's looking for. So talk a little bit about that show and how much fun that was, considering that you guys had to kind of sit for a year.
Yeah, I mean, that was like our Bulgarian promoter came up and said, yeah, well, I want to do a show in September in Bulgaria, an open air show. And we said, let's wait and see, you know, I mean. And then really, he came up and said, yeah, okay, everything is fixed, everything is fine, also hygienic plans are there, there is nothing going on, and there's no danger.
Okay.
And then we said, okay. we were lucky that we can do the rehearsal. I mean, we were not playing for 1 year, you know.
Right.
So that means that was also lucky we did the rehearsal. Did the photo shooting for Game Over already, and did the video already for Game Over, you know? So that nobody knows if you can come together like this, you know?
Sure.
So just make everything. Yeah, then they showed us some pictures of the venue in Bulgaria, and then we said, wow, this looks fantastic, you know? And then the idea came up, okay, we record the whole thing, we film the whole thing. So, and then we went to Bulgaria, and Then we thought, okay, maybe 500, 800 people. Okay.
Sure.
But it was nearly then 3,000.
Right.
And I don't know. That was something, I would say emotional, very emotional, you know. Right. That's, and also you normally you say you give 100% every night, but this was 150, you know. You was really like, yeah, go out and really do that, you know. Sure. So, and the people also, they was really enjoying the whole show, of course. They saw, oh, we can see a show, finally. Yeah, and I think that was also for us something else, and also I think for the people, you know. And I think you can hear that also on the CD, you know, the whole atmosphere, and just if you watch the whole thing. It was a great night. I mean, definitely, that was like, but the only show in 1 year. Fantastic.
Right. did you have any fear doing the show? Because obviously the pandemic, and you know, you're not 22 anymore where you get past it quick. I mean, there is some fear to that.
Yeah, they sent us all the hygienic plans what they had, and then they said, okay, I don't want to make any hugging, I don't want to make any signing sessions, you know. And everything was fine for all the interviews, you know. They were 2 meters away from you. They were sitting far away, and everything was really prepared. So that was in the beginning when they were talking about the show, the whole band was like, "Oh, yeah, okay. Hopefully, everything will be fine."
Right.
But in the end, after a couple of weeks, we were talking to the promoter and asking, "Was there any infection happen?" Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing happened. So,
yeah,
was great.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Udo, one other project. You've been, for somebody that's been through the pandemic, you've been quite busy between that release and Game Over, and also the Dirk Schneider and the Old Gang release. Mm-hmm. You know, which that had to be fun for you to kind of work together again with some guys you haven't played with in a while. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, this was like in the end a charity thing, you know. We start with Where the Angels Fly. That was normally a leftover song from the We Are One album with the orchestra. Right. So there was no space anymore on this album to put it on. And then we said, ah, come on, we like the song very much. It's also thank you very much for all the doctors and people that working at the hospital and so on and on. So, and then we put this out on YouTube, and that was like, the reaction was like, whoa, you know, it's like, hello, or just a second, phone, I hate phone in between, yeah, ich ruf gleich zurück, ich bin mitten in interviews, jo, ciao, and then, Stefan Kaufmann came up with this idea and said, yeah, you know, there are no shows. So it means maybe the crew of UDO and also the band members can need some money, you know.
Sure.
So, and there was, Stefan said, okay, we have also 2 songs left. They're not finished, but there was also planned for the We Are One album. Yeah, and then I said, okay, let's do it. We do everything for free. Peter was involved in there. For me, it was like to work together with Stefan Kaufmann and Peter again. That was okay. Nearly the, nearly the whole except was together, you know.
Sure.
And my old guitar player, Matthias Diet, he was involved in the project. And Manuela Markovic, she was already working with us on the We Are One album. My son. Of course, and so then it was like, how can I explain this work on these 3 songs? That was something without pressure. It was just having fun making some music, you know?
Absolutely.
That's so good. And I think the reaction was quite good, let's say it this way. And of course, now a lot of people coming up and say, oh, is there maybe an album coming? Definitely not at the moment. I don't want to say no, but sure. Maybe if we have time in between and also we have enough material to do it, why not? Let's do it. Make an album, you know. But it's not a new band, and it's not quit UDO or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just like making music, you know, and having fun. That's it. Yep.
As it should be, but you're too busy for that right now because you have Game Over with the brand new release, which has all the promotional stuff to go. And then I'm gonna guess there's touring plans, but I have not heard. Are you planning to tour this? Or are you waiting to see what happens with the?
Yeah, so what we, yeah. I mean, it looks like that we are to coming to the U.S. and I got 2 days ago. They said September we can do the tour in US and also Canada, so next year.
Okay.
So, but I mean, there are a lot of stuff, you know, was moving from 2020 to 2021. Now everything to 2022. Right. And if everything happened, and it looks like, I mean, a lot of things are also in Europe getting normal, you know.
Sure.
So then we are on tour, let's say, the next whole year. And, I mean, everybody's looking forward, you know, to start touring again. So, I mean, that's the plan that we had for next year. There is like South America, Russia, Europe, and festival stuff. So, and then America and Canada. So, that... it's everything happened. I'm looking forward to this.
Very good. Well, one more time, Udo, the name of the album is Game Over. It is UDO. It's out October the 22nd. And
yes,
Udo, as always, man, it's a pleasure to talk to
you. Okay. Thank you. And hopefully we see us then at the US.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks for checking out this episode of The Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand job!